Alright, so before we proceed, okay, pag-usapan natin yung next week. Tonight, I'm so excited. We are jam-packed. Okay, puno tayo ngayon ah. Palapan mo kayo sarili mo. I'm glad you're here. I'm so happy that you are able to make it tonight. And in spite of rains, you brave the rains and the traffics and the flood. Alright? And next week, sana dito sa dalawang gilid, puno na rin. Okay ba yun? Okay ba yun? So I want you to invite your friends next week. And tonight, okay, we're going to wrap up our series entitled Follow. And for the last 2 weeks, we've been talking about this. And last week, na-cancel yung service natin. So ngayon lang natin itutuloy siya. That's why for the first week, let me just do a review. Alright, let me just do a review. You know, last week, the first week of this series, we talk about if you are really a follower of Jesus Christ, if you are really a disciple of Jesus Christ, okay, you're gonna hold on to His teachings. You're gonna hold on to His words. Kung hindi ka maghahawak sa word niya, then you are not really a follower of Jesus Christ. And then, last week, Pastor Jeff talked about if you are really a serious follower of Jesus Christ, you ought to love people around you. Not just those loving people, but those who are unlovable. And tonight, we're going to wrap up this series and we're going to finish this series. And I'm sure the Lord will speak to us tonight. And if you are a first timer, you join us tonight for the very first time, I want to welcome you. And my prayer is tonight, you will hear God. His voice will resonate in your ears, in your entire being, na hindi ka magkakamali na si God talaga yung nakikipag-usap sa'yo. And if you've been invited by your friends, thank them for inviting them. Thank them for inviting you. Okay, what's happening to me, okay? I've been here since morning. We had our victory weekend. So I've been driving around Metro Manila. So this is just, I was praying a while ago. I go, Lord, last hurrah ko na to for today. Give me the energy just to share the message for tonight. And I'm here and trying my best by the grace of God. And you know, but no excuse because the power of the Word of God is still active and it's still here. And you know, if you are, again, joining us for the first time, just sit back and relax and I know God will speak to you in a very powerful way. And if you are joining us regularly and you don't have a victory group, please, don't waste your life doing life solo. Don't go solo. All right? Life are meant to be shared. So I want you to be part of a victory group. And later on, we will give you that chance to be part of a victory group. Now, this series is all about following Jesus Christ. And I hope for the last 3 weeks pinag-usapan natin to, you already decided in your life, in your heart, that you want to follow Jesus Christ. Now, tinan mo yung katabi mo, mukha bang follower ni Jesus Christ yan? Tinan mo ha? Mukha bang follower ni Jesus yan? Alam nyo, kung sa itsura mukhang hindi, pero sa puso niyan, sigurado follower ni Jesus Christ yan. Tama? Alright, I'm excited. I'm all pumped up. So, can you just pray? Pray tayo, okay ba? Sige, let's bow our heads, close our eyes, and let's just pray. Lord, we just thank you, God, and it's just a privilege to stand before you and hear your word. And I pray, God, as we talk about your word, Lord, I pray you will open our hearts to receive from you. And I pray even right now that we will have a revelation that, Lord, that we need to connect, Lord, our lives to you. And because as we connect our lives to you, God, that's the only time our life will make sense, God. Lord, I pray for your presence to be here. Lord, I pray you open the lives of these young men and women in this place, God. We glorify your name, Jesus' name. Amen, amen. All right. Excited ako. Now, let me ask you a question as we start. How many of you here, meron kayong Facebook account? How many of you here, meron kayong Facebook account? Okay, add nyo ako, okay? Dan Monterdi Jr. and Friday Night Youth, add us up. Si Pastor Jeff meron din. I-add nyo kami. How many of you here, you have a Twitter account? Okay. Follow me as I follow you. Okay ba yun? Now, hindi yun yung tanong ko. Ang tanong ko, ito. Okay, since majority of us here have Facebook and Twitter account, my question is, bakit kayo nag-sign up for Facebook? Friendster, Jurassic na yun. Sunugi na yung Friendster. My question is, bakit kayo nag-sign up for Friendster or Facebook? Ay, di mo guluhin, ha? Guard, malabas yun. Bakit kayo nag-sign up for Facebook and Twitter account? Bakit? Any wild answer? Bakit? Ha? Ano ulit? Uso! Ano? In? Cool, uso. So, pag uso nang kumain ng tae, gagawin nyo rin. Uso eh! Ha? Oo daw, mga wild yun dito, inside dito. Well, some of us here, iba-iba tayo, may iba-iba tayong reasons. Okay? Yung iba sa inyo, sabi nyo, uso. Kaya ka nag-sign up sa Facebook kasi lahat ng classmate mo ginagawa yun. So ikaw din, gusto mo cool ka, so sumali ka na rin. Tama? Tama ba yun? But some of you here, kaya kayo nag-sign up sa Facebook or Twitter kasi nagta-travel ka, kumakain ka sa Brick Road, pinipicturan mo yung kinakain mo, I just had my Starbucks. Tapos gusto mo ilagay sa Facebook mo. Wow! Nakapunta ka sa Markinton! Sa Topsy ni Vivian, ang sarap ng Topsilog dito. Some of you here, you wanna show off kung ano mga ginagawa nyo sa buhay nyo. May nabasa kang libro, gusto mo i-post sa Facebook, tapos gusto mo isipin ng mga kaibigan mo sa inang galing yun kasi deep ka. Wow! Tama ba yun? Or, may bago kang hairstyle, gusto mo ipakita, bagay ba sa akin to? Or may crush ka, gusto mo magpa-cute, so yung mga picture mo, ganun. Tama ba? Alam niyo yung picture na pa-cute, ganun, no? Noel, may picture kang ganun. May iba-ibang reasons. Okay, quiet na. Wild niyo naman. Aisha, next week, ila, mas wild kayo, ha? For those of you who came here for the first time, this is a church. I just want to remind you. Okay? Hindi to sa bungal na maingay. Church po ito. We worship Jesus in this place. Some of you here, kaya kayo nag-sign up ng Facebook, meron kang crush, gusto mong ispy. So, tama ba yun? Gawain ni Matt yun eh. Ano kaya favorite food niya? Para tomorrow, madala ko mangga. Hello! I have mangoes for you. Paano mo nalaman? Naisip ko lang. Utot! You spy on your crushes. O kaya, hey, may crush ka na guy. So gusto mong malaman kung ano yung mga gusto niya. Nanonood siya ng CSI, nanonood siya ng, ano ba yung mga movie? Mga 24, nanonood siya ng mga, ano pa? Ano? Ng Glee! Yung crush mo nanonood ng Glee! Baka hindi crush yan, baka best friend mo yun. So ikaw, yung crush mong guy nanonood ng 24, ng CSI, mahilig pala sa mga patayan. So kinabukasan, pag-uwi, pagmunta mo sa school, nakagulo-gulo buhok mo. Basta, you're talking about psycho. Some of us here, kaya ka nag-sign na sa Facebook kasi gusto mo lang ng emotional outlet, emo outlet. I'm having a bad day today. Hello? Kailangan ko ba bang malaman ng buong mundo? So bad trip. Bakit ganun ang buhay? Mahal mo siya. Mahal kita. I heart you. Sino si you? Or iba sa inyo, kaya kayo nag-Facebook kasi gusto mo lang maglaro. Ano yun? Farmville, Restaurant City, Mafia Wars. Marami tayong reasons. Alright? We have a lot of reasons why we joined such, you know, different social networking sites. Facebook, Twitter, Formspring, you know. And I don't know if you will agree with me, pero I believe there is one ultimate reason why we sign up for social, sa mga social networking sites. You know why? Alam niyo yung ultimate reason? We want to be connected. We want to be connected to people. Let me explain you. Mag-sign up ka ba pa sa Facebook o ikaw lang mag-isa doon? Ay, cool yan eh. Ikaw lang nakakaisip nun eh. Paano mo sabihin cool yun? Mag-sign up ka ba sa Facebook? Kung wala yung crush mo doon, hindi na ako mag-sign up doon. Mag-sign up ka ba sa Facebook? Ipapost mo yung mga pictures mo, yung bagong hairstyle mo, ikaw lang makakita. Ikaw lang magla-like, like, like, like. Like. Ikaw lang. Mag-sign up ka ba sa Facebook? Kung ikaw lang makakarinig ng mga hinaig ng puso mo. Hindi, di ba? The reason we are doing all those stuff, whether you play, you pour out your emotions, or whether you, you know, just to post picture, kaya natin ginagawa is because we want to be connected. Tama? Kasi kung walang tao doon, di na lang. Is that right? And speaking of Facebook, speaking of connecting, you know, I have a Facebook account like I shared to you a while ago. And ako rin, gusto ko marami akong kaibigan. Gusto ko marami rin ako network. So please add nyo ako. 2,000 pa lang yung friends ko. Gusto ko maging 5,000. So please, add nyo ako, okay? May kiusap eh, no? And you know, I'm very careful and I'm very choosy. Kahit na gusto ko magkaroon ng maraming friends, I'm very choosy and very careful sa mga ina-add kong contacts. Alam niyo kung bakit? Meron akong rules kapag mag-a-add ako ng contacts. Ang ginagawa ko, ang first rule ko, kailangan kilala kita. Kung hindi kita kilala, kung hindi ka nag-a-attend ng Friday Night Youth, may probably hindi kita i-a-add. Pangalawa, kailangan yung contacts mo, at least 10 ng contacts ko, kilala mo. Para connected talaga tayo. Baka mamaya tayo lang magkakilala. Mahirap naman yun. Diba? Maganda, meron tayong 10 kaya para 12 na tayo para masaya. Tama? Pangatlo, para ma-add kita, at least interesado ako sa ginagawa mo. Kung estudyante ka, interesado ako sa ginagawa mo. So, i-add kita. And vice versa. Pag binagpapa-add sa akin, kung estudyante siya or kumakain siya ng apoy, i-add ko siya kasi interesting yun eh. Pero kung ang trip mo lang, eh kung ano-ano lang, hindi kita i-add. You know why? You know why I'm careful? You know why I'm choosy? Kung ano yung mga contacts ko? Because, you know, I'm a pastor. And it's not just I'm a pastor, I'm also a husband and a father and a campus missionary. And the person that I choose to be connected with will determine what kind of Facebook wall I will have. Tama? Yung mga friends na pinipili ko sa Facebook, sila yung magdedetermine kung anong klaseng wall magkakaroon ako sa Facebook. And it only takes one foul picture, one foul language para ma-ruin yung Facebook wall ko. And that's why I'm so careful. You know why? Baka mamaya tingnan ng asawa ko yung Facebook wall ko. Nakita niya may mga porn doon, na pictures, na sites, na links. I'm dead. Tanungin ng asawa ko, anong ginagawa nito mga pictures sa wall mo? Hindi ako yan, contacts ko yan. Bakit mo kinakontacts yan? Patay. I'm a campus missionary and students trying to check out my Facebook wall. Eh, paano pag may links doon ng mga kung ano-ano? Na-stumble pa yung estudyante dahil sa akin. In a small to bigger scale, those I am connected with will directly determine kung ano mangyayari sa Facebook wall ko. And it will ruin not just my Facebook wall, but also the career that I have or the relation I have with my wife. Having said all of this, what is true to Facebook in terms of getting contacts and being connected with a lot of people is also true in life.
Because the connection you make in this life will determine what kind of quality life you will have. Let me repeat that. The connection you make in this life will determine what kind of quality life you will have. You have to think kung kanino mo kinoconnect yung buhay mo. Kung sa Facebook, hindi mo lang iniisip siya, but in reality, in your real life, kailangan mo careful ka kung kanino mo kinoconnect yung buhay mo. In Proverbs 14:15, sabi dito, "A simple man believes anything, but a prudent man gives thought to his steps." Yung simple man daw, pinapaniwala niya lang kahit ano, ginagawa niya lang yung kahit ano. That's why girls, when you ask for, when somebody asks you, ano ba yung tipo mong lalaki? Wag mo sabihin yung simple lang. Sabihin mo yung godly. Gusto ko yung guwapo. Yung godling guwapo, yung GG. Dalawang GG. Godling guwapo. Okay ba yun? A simple man believes anything, but a prudent man gives thought to his steps. Yung prudent man daw, pinag-iisipan niya muna. He's thinking about the future. Bago niya gawin isang bagay. Because iniisip niya pa yon. And you know, if you're not wise if on connecting your lives to other people, instead of it will be beneficial for you, it will be destructive. That's why you have to be very careful and be wise. Now, if I ask you today, are you enjoying, are you enjoying the kind of life you have today? If you said yes, then probably you found the right connection. If you said no, you know the answer. You know, you have to ask the question, who are you connected with? If you're saying yes, are you enjoying the kind, the quality life that you have today? If you say yes, thank God you found the right connection. If you said no, then you have to ask the question, who are you connected with? But before we answer that question, kung talagang sinasabi mo, yes, nag-i-enjoy ako sa quality life na meron ako, let me qualify. Ano ba yung quality life, Pastor Dan? Ano ba yung quality life? Now, if a person will say, I enjoy the quality life that I have today, dalawang bagay lang para malaman mo, para ma-measure mo, talagang quality life pa meron ka. Kung para malaman mo, in these four words, ito yon: honor God, make disciples. Kung talagang quality life yung buhay mo ngayon, dapat yung buhay mo ino-honor si God. Kung talagang quality life ang buhay mo ngayon, dapat yung buhay mo nagme-make disciples, encouragement to people. Dapat yung buhay mo nalilid yung ibang tao si kay God. Because if you are saying you have a quality life today just because you have lots of money, marami kang baon, meron kang kotse, that's not quality life. Because if it doesn't entail you honoring God with what you do, with what you have, then that's not a quality life. That is a selfish kind of life. You mean to say, Pastor Dan, I have a relationship now, and you mean to say, hindi to quality life? Well, ask your question. Is it honoring God? Lalakad kayo sa mall, pahawak-hawak, hold-hold sa hands. Pahold-hold pa kayo, sway-sway hands pa kayo. Tapos naglalampungan pa kayo, para kayong pusa. Now, tanongin mo sarili mo, is it honoring God? Is it really honoring God? Then are you telling me, that is that a quality life that you want? Is that really the kind of life that God wants you to have? Masaya naman kami, it's not because you're happy, does it mean that it's already a quality life? It's not. Is it honoring God? Is it making disciples? Is it an encouragement to people? Pag nakikita ba nila yung ginagawa mo, yung buhay mo, nai-encourage ba yung tao? O gusto magpakamatay ng tao pag nakita yung buhay mo? Ayoko na yung buhay mo, natalo na lang ako. Are you following this? Now, if you're saying your life is the kind of life that God wants you to have, to enjoy, is a quality life, then congratulations, you found the right connection. But if it's not the kind of life that God wants you to have, which is a quality life that honors God, that makes disciples, then you get to have the right connection. And what is this right connection? Ano ba itong right connection na to? In John 15, verse 5 to 8, Jesus talks about, you know, having the right connection. And if you get this right, if you find this right connection and you connect your life to this person, which is he's talking about himself, then you will have the quality life that God wants you to have. And let's read this. In John 15, verse 5 to 8, it says here, I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Jesus Christ is saying here, you got to be connected to me. I am the vine, you are the branch. If you remain in me, if you are connected to me, and I in you, you will bear fruits. And later on, I will tell you, I will explain to you, ano tong fruits na to. And he made a very shocking statement here. Sabi niya rito, apart from me, you are nothing. Kung wala si Jesus Christ sa buhay mo, basura ka. Do you get this? Kung wala si Jesus Christ sa buhay mo, tae ka. Do you get this? No matter how good looking you are, no matter how smart you are, no matter how eloquent you are, if you don't have Jesus Christ in your life, Jesus Christ saying, you are nothing. Ako ba nagsabi noon? Hindi ako. Si Jesus Christ yun. Apart from me, you are nothing. Apart from Jesus Christ, wala ka. Hindi ka nag-i-exist. Walang kwenta yung buhay mo. First honor ka, kung wala ka, wala si Jesus Christ sa buhay mo, wala yan. Pogi ka, tanda mo, hindi pa pogi yan papunta sa langit. Wala ka. Ganda ka, haba hair mo. Kung wala si Jesus Christ sa buhay mo, wala ka. Ako ba nagsabi nun? Si Jesus Christ nagsabi nun. Let's continue. Galing ng Bible, no? Diba? Galing, no? Basahin nyo para lalo nyo maintindihan. In verse 6, sabi rito, if anyone does not remain in me, eto pa, di ba sabi niya kanina dito, you are nothing? Eto ba, verse 6, mas matindi itong sinabi ni Jesus Christ. Sabi niya rito, if anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up and thrown into the fire and burned. If you are not connected with Jesus Christ, alam mo, tawag sa'yo, para ka lang basura, sinisipa-sipa. Yun lang yung buhay mo. Yung buhay mo ba, parang sinisipa-sipa lang ng problema? Because you're not connected with Jesus Christ. You're like a branch thrown away, wither. Alam niyo yung wither? Alam niyo yun? Ano ibig sabihin nun? Naagnas? Nalalanta? Nauupos? Tama ba yon? Yung buhay mo ba parang ganon? Inside, parang wala. Outside, kala mo meron, pero sa loob, nauubos ka. Sa loob, parang wala nangyayari. Pupunta ka sa church, taas-taas ka ng kamay, pero pag uwi mo, umiiyak ka kasi alam mo may problema ka, hindi mo alam kung paano susolusyonan to. You look fine in the outside, pero deep inside your heart, wala talaga. Pick up, thrown into the fire, and burn. If you are connected to Jesus, then your life doesn't matter. Wala ka lang. But this is the encouragement in verse 7. It says here, if you remain in me, but if you remain in me, and my words remain in you, here's the promise. Ask, whatever, sabi ba, ano, ask, ano, specifically, or ask kung ano lang pwede mabigay. Di ba sabi, ask kahit ano. And hindi lang to, whatever you wish. Ipapag-wish kahit ano pwede. And it will be given to you. This is the promise from God. Whatever dreams you have in your heart, whatever ambition you have, listen, you can come to God. God, I want to be like this. The Bible is saying here, if you remain in Jesus Christ, if you remain in Him, whatever you wish, whatever is in your heart, whatever is ambition, whatever you desire to be, it will be given to you. Bakit gusto ni God yon? Bakit niya gusto maging engineer ka? Bakit niya gusto maging doktor ka? Kasi kapag naging doktor ka, alam niya you will glorify God pag naging doktor ka. Kaya gagawin siya. Alam mo ba't niya gusto maging engineer ka? Kasi alam niya hindi ka mangungura pagdating mo doon. Kasi you remain in Him. Kung ngayon, nangungopia ka, hindi ka nangagawing engineer kasi magiging corrupt na engineer ka. Do you follow this? If you remain in me, my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be given to you. Verse 8 says here, this is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. If you are a disciple of Jesus Christ, if you are really following Jesus Christ, you bring honor and glory to our Father who is God. If you are really a follower of Jesus Christ, you bear fruit. And later I'll explain to you, ano ba itong mga fruits na to? So, that's the message for all of us guys tonight. You need to be connected with Jesus Christ. You need to be connected with God. Because if you're not connected with God, if you're not connected with Jesus Christ, you are nothing. You know, I wrote here in my notes, we are all products of the connection we made in our lives, whether it's past, present, or future. Produkto tayo ng mga kinonekta natin sa buhay natin, whether in the past, present, or future. You are who you are today. Listen, you are who you are today because of the connections that you have made. Alam mo bakit bagsak ka sa school mo ngayon? Alam mo kung bakit? Because you connected your life to bad company. Alam mo, hindi ka naman bobo eh. Hindi ka naman tamad eh. Nagkalong ka lang ng kaibigan na tamad. Kaya nasama ka. Do you follow this? You are who you are today because of the connection that you have made. You know why you have bad reputation in your school? You know why? Or in your community? You know why? Because of the connection that you have made with some people. You got yourself in the wrong crowd. You know why you cannot focus to God? Alam mo bakit di ka makapag-focus sa relationship mo kay God? Pupunta ka dito every Friday, nag-attend ka ng Bible study, pero feeling mo parang di mo pa rin nakikilala si God? Alam mo bakit di ka makapag-focus? Alam mo kung bakit? Because you're connected in a wrong relationship. Kasi yung buhay mo nakakonekta sa maling connection. Instead na ikaw, i-follow si God, lumipad ka kay God, hinihila ka mababa, hindi, dito ka. Because you have allowed yourself to be connected with someone else. Alam mo bakit may issue ka sa pamilya mo? Kahit kayo ng nanay, yung tatay mo, alam mo bakit kayo may issue? Alam mo kung bakit? Because pinrioritize mo yung barkada mo kaysa sa pamilya mo. It's that simple. Because you connected your life to someone else. Eh, Pastor John, paano kung ako'y nagkukos ng ano? ng maling connection? Well, you connect yourself to yourself too much. Akala mo ang galing-galing mo. It's about time to realize that you have to connect yourself to God. Anong connection meron ka sa buhay mo? Evaluate mo. Yung relationship mo ba nakakonekta kay God? Yung relationship mo ba sa parents mo nakakonekta kay God? Lahat ba ng relationship mo nakakonekta kay God? Kasi kung di nakakonekta yan, wala lang yan. How do you know if you're connected? Paano mo malaman that you're connected to Jesus Christ, to the true vine? In Galatians, in John chapter 15 verse 5, says there, I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me, I am in him, he will bear much fruit. Paano mo malalaman nakakonekta ka kay Jesus Christ if you are bearing fruit? In verse 8, it says here, this is the Father's glory that you bear much fruit. Again, the verse saying here is, paano mo malalaman kung nakakonekta kay Jesus Christ, meron daw fruits? Paano mo malalaman kung yung tao, follower ni Jesus Christ, nakakonekta kay Jesus Christ, yung life niya nakakonekta kay God? Dapat daw merong fruits. Merong evidence. May evidence siya. Diba? Dapat may proof. In Galatians chapter 15, Galatians chapter 5, ito raw yung fruits. Ano ba yung fruits na kailangan magkaroon ka sa buhay mo para malaman na you are really a follower of Jesus Christ? Sabi rito, but the fruit of Spirit is love. Alright? Kung talagang follower ka ng Jesus Christ, kailangan loving person ka. Tingnan mo yung katabi mo, mukha bang loving yan? Then kung mukhang loving yan, follower ng Jesus Christ yan. Diba? When we say loving, ito yung mga tao na kahit asarin, kahit inisen, ino-overlook lang niya. Okay? I see you on how God sees you. Ito yung mga tao na hindi dinajudge yung tao. Ito yung mga tao na ino-overlook yung mga offense. Ito yung mga loving people. Sabi rito, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy. Ito rin yung mga masasayahing tao. Hindi yung masaya na tumatawa lang, ha? Ito yung pag-uwi mo ng bahay, pag natulog ka, nahiga ka, alam mong masaya ka. Kasi meron kang Jesus Christ sa buhay mo. Paano mo malalaman yung tao, follower ng Jesus Christ? May peace. Hindi nag-worry palagi. Relax lang. Chill lang. May problema pamilya ko, magpipray lang ako. Kulang yung pera ko, magpipray lang ako. Hindi niya ako pinapansin, magpipray lang ako. Sabi rito, paano mo malalaman yung tao daw, follower ni Jesus Christ, meron daw patience. Hindi atat to. Yung mga kaklase ko, may girlfriend, mga boyfriend, ako, follower ako ni Jesus Christ, maghihintay ako. Hindi ako atat. Tinan mo yung katabi mo, mukha bang atat yan? Sabi rito, patience. Eh, Pastor Dan, gusto ko na siya eh. Pastor Dan, feeling ko kami na eh. Feeling mo lang yun. Do you follow this? Listen, ladies, if a guy approach you and say, I love you and still studying, sabi mo, graduate ka muna. Nahihibang lang siya. Ladies, do yourself a favor. Do not tag yourself with someone else's girlfriend. You're nobody's girlfriend. You're a princess. You deserve to be treated right with honor and respect and dignity. And make sure you fall in love with a person who loves Jesus Christ. Patience. Paano mo malalaman yung isang tao, follower ni Jesus Christ? Kind and good. Kung irritable yan, umalis ka na. Hindi follower ni Jesus Christ yan. My question is this. Pag nasa campus ba kayo, nakikita ba yun ang mga klase niyo sa inyo? Are you really a follower of Jesus Christ? Are you really a disciple? Nakikita ba yan ang mga magulang ninyo? Nay, magpa-Friday night youth ako. O sige, pingin mo ng 30. Kulang pera ko eh, kasi binigyan mo na ako ng 500, kulang pa. Is there an evidence? Dinadailan mo pa, magpa-Friday night youth ka, pupunta ka lang naman ng time zone eh. Magaganong ka lang, oh, dance, dance. Okay, mabibidyo, okay ka lang. Paano malaman yung tao, follower ni Jesus Christ? May faithfulness. Faithful tong mga to. Faithful kay God. Undivided devotion. Paano malaman itong mga tao, follower ni Jesus Christ? Faithful sa future wife and future husband nila. Intindihan nyo? Paano nyo malaman yung isang tao, follower ni Jesus Christ? Gentle daw itong mga to, hindi bargas. And lastly, paano mo malalaman itong tao na to, follower Jesus Christ? Pina-follow niya si Jesus Christ, alam niyo paano malalaman? May self-control. Hindi hayok. Because this person recognized that God has a big plan for his life. That's why I'm gonna trust God no matter what. Ito yung ebidensya na you are a follower of Jesus Christ. Ito yung fruits na kailangan mamunga sa buhay mo. Now, tanungin mo yung sarili mo ngayon. Tawa ka ng tawa. Meron ka ba nito? I hope you have this in your life. Kung wala, mag-pray ka, Lord, bigyan mo ko nito. You know how you can have that? You ask God. You ask God. You know, as I close, when Jesus Christ came here on earth, He doesn't just want to be part of your network. Ayaw niya lang maging contact mo siya sa Facebook or ayaw niya lang niya na i-follow mo siya sa Twitter. He desires relationship. Gusto niya magkaroon ng relationship sa iyo. And because He wants to have a relationship with you, how will you respond to that? He wants to be the Lord and the master of your life. Jesus Christ knew if you're not going to connect your life to Him, you are doomed to fail. No matter how hard you try, 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 wala mangyayari sa'yo. Because the only quality life that you can ever experience in this earth is having your life connected to Jesus Christ. Is having connected your life to God. Because if it's not connected, you are nothing. You just go from cycle to cycle. Inom dito, inom doon, break up dito, break up doon, away ng pamilya doon, bastusan ng nanay, bastusan ng tatay, paulit-ulit lang yan. Do you follow this? Mangopya ka, sisinungaling ka, nanako ka, mangungurap ka. Paulit-ulit lang yan eh. Di ka mong papagod doon? You have to connect your life to Jesus Christ. Get out of that cycle and follow Jesus Christ. And if there's one message I want to share to all of us, here's this. Make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. Ganun lang kasimple yun. If Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, that settles everything. And as I close, I want to read John 15, verse 9 to 11. It says here, as the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. You see, Jesus Christ loves you so much. He doesn't want you to be in that cycle na paulit-ulit na lang. He wants to rescue you out of that cycle. Now, remain in my love. You got to remain in the love of Jesus Christ. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love. How will you remain in the love of God? If you obey His commands. Hindi lang mag-attend ng Friday night, hindi lang mag-attend ng Victory Group, but really obeying the Word of God. Just as I have obeyed my Father's command and remain in His love. Verse 11. Now this is the promise. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. You want a quality life? You want life to the full? You want a complete life? You want at the end of your night, at the end of your day, pag-uuwi ka, tutulog ka, masaya ka, because meron joy sa puso mo? You want that? Connect your life to Jesus Christ. Make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. If you want your joy to be complete, make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. Amen?